Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today as we talk about what the Japanese meat trade wants from the U.S. beef industry in just a moment.
At Mueller, we realize customers who choose metal roofing for their home require durability, longevity, and value, like Chris.
I decided on Mueller because when I started asking around, they all said Mueller is by far the best company to deal with. I trusted Mueller because of the reputation that they had, and they surely delivered. It's a dream home. I wanted a good roof on it.
True value never stops at just a quality product at a reasonable price. It shows in the service you receive during your purchase and how a company stands behind their products after the sale. Just ask Glenda.
Mueller helped me to achieve and fulfill the dream that I wanted. It's like a family. We work together. They're interested in your project, and they want to achieve everything that you really wanted in your plans.
At Mueller, you simply get more. More for your money, more assurance, more value from a company in business more than 85 years. Visit us online at MuellerInc.com.
Talking with the Chief Executive Officer and President of the U.S. Meat Export Federation, Dan Hallstrom. In recent days, Dan's been in Japan, and we ask him, what's the meat trade really wanting these days from the U.S. beef cattle industry?
I think what we're hearing is enthusiasm. We're hearing, they want us to continue to be a very reliable supplier, as we have been for decades, on beef to Japan. So I think our major importers and our major trade partners, customers of the importers, the retailers, the food service companies, et cetera, I think there's a large amount of enthusiasm for the progress that's being made on the negotiation process and the fact that sooner rather than later we will be on a competitive level playing field. This is important. You know, there's nothing more important than a reliable supply source, and not only from a volume standpoint, but from a value standpoint, and I think this will only help us to further penetrate the market and grow our business. You know, the imported market share, pre-BSE, back in 2003, we had a 70% share of the imported beef into Japan, by far the number one, and we're still battling back today from those days, and we're about 50% share today, so there's room to grow compared to pre-BSC, and our partners, our major customers in Japan, remember those days, and I think they're well positioned to increase their business with the U.S. given all this recent progress.
Going back to the variety meats and to beef tongues, as you've tried some of the ways that they prepare beef tongue in Japan, what are your thoughts about? Is this something that, you know, we might be able to even exploit domestically?
Well, I think this whole barbecue concept, and it's Asian type of barbecue on a small grill. But this is booming in Japan, and I think it's booming. The concept's booming in other parts of Asia as well. It's not, we call it Korean barbecue. That's the originating name on it. But really, Japan started, and Korea, you know, started as well. But now it's expanding into China, Taiwan, Singapore, etc. So yes, I definitely think, especially with the Asian population that's in the U.S., I think you could very well see increased demand in the U.S. for it as well, and it's very, like I said, it's very unique. It's all about the texture. It's thin sliced product, the taste, the bite. It's very unique but very tasty, and I for one enjoy it a lot. But yeah, I think it's something that as we see this what we call a niku boom or a meat boom in Japanese. In Asia, it very well could spread to other parts of the world, including the U.S.
Are the variety meats, is that a huge or a big part of the equation also in South Korea?
It is a large part. I don't think as big as Japan, but growing. Yes, but Japan's really the bread and butter, I think, when you look at it from that standpoint. I'm just looking at the stats here to give you a comparison. We have 38,000 tons of variety meats that have been shipped to Japan through the first 7 months of 19. Korea's at 8,000 tons. So, not nearly as big as Japan, but it is growing.
Dan Hallstrom of the USMEF. You got the beef buzz on Ron. Certified wheat seed produces more per acre, and Joe Shirley at Shirley Farms in Alva has four tremendous varieties that will help you harvest a high-quality, high-yielding wheat crop next June. Iba, Smith's Gold, Gallagher, and Double Stop CL Plus, all out of the OSU Wheat Breeding Program and all ready to work for you. Call Shirley Farms to buy your wheat seed, 580-327-2070. That's 580-327-2070. Or check out their website at shirleyfarms.com. And that's your Beef Buzz. Have a good day. I'm Ron Hayes.